Good evening, each one of you. We're glad to have you tonight. Welcome to our services, and we appreciate so much your being here with us as we worship and serve the Lord. And it's a great joy to be able to preach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 1, 16 and 17. Isn't it a wonderful thing that we can share the gospel, God's truth about His Son, and go out in the world and talk to people about the Savior that we have such confidence in, and the beautiful singing tonight, as Stuart was leading us, and the good prayer by Brad. All of us we're made sure of the fact that we're in the very presence of our God that we serve, and we rejoice that we can worship. Holy and reverend is His name. We've been studying now concerning the book of Ecclesiastes 12, verses 1 through 14. Tonight we come down to answer the question that the wise man wrote down for us as he was guided by the Spirit of God. Notice, now then this wise man speaks to the young and to all. And this wise man says, now let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And so tonight, we can go to the Old Testament and we can find a man of wisdom that tells us there will be a judgment day. It's going to come. God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So we can say a wise man, Solomon, made it very clear to all people to whom he was writing, and God given us His Word. We know now that all people have known for years and years what we know tonight, what we know in our lives, and that is there will be a judgment day for us all. In the book of Acts, Paul makes it clear that he believed in that. And he said, because God hath appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men. Now notice it. God has made it clear. There can be no misunderstanding. Anyone that believes in the Bible can read and know there will be a judgment day. And Paul here, as Paul states, he says, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men in that He hath raised Him from the dead. But then again, Paul writing to the Romans in Romans 14, verses 10 through 12. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set it not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Paul, what are you saying? There's going to be a judgment. What else are you saying, Paul? I'm saying that every man, every woman, every accountable being in the sight of God will be there on that day. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Stop. Think about it. Why, if we were being called into some judgment here at Athens, Alabama, going to the courthouse, standing before the judge, I don't know about you. I never have enjoyed those occasions. But now I want you to notice something here. God makes it very clear through Paul, and that is that every person will give account. And guess what? You won't have to give an account for me. You won't have to give an account for somebody else. You're going to have to give an account for yourself. I'm going to have to give an account for me. I'm going to be judged. When God judges me, when God judges you, He's going to judge us, each one of us. We'll have to give an account of Himself to God. But then, one that is higher than Solomon, one that is higher than Paul, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, makes it clear there will be a judgment. In Matthew chapter 12, 36 and 37, but Jesus said, I say unto you, and if He said it, it's true. Every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. What? Every man. Who? Each person. Who are they going to give an account for? For themselves before God. And for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. In writing, John writes in John chapter 5, 28 and 29, don't marvel at this, for the hour is coming. And notice what he says, in the which that all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and they shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. We have it from three direct statements, men of God, and who one was the Son of God. Solomon said there is a day. Paul said it's appointed that there will be a time when all will be there. And Jesus affirms that. And Jesus says, we will all have to give an account of ourselves before God. When you look in the Word of God, you find out something about the judgment of which Solomon writes, for God shall bring every judgment, every secret thing that we have done, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Yes, the Bible says the judgment of God is right. Never makes a mistake. No one can charge God with an error. As a matter of fact, Paul writing in Romans 2, 5 through 6, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. What kind of judgment is it? It's a judgment that brings about that which is right. Never is wrong. Who will render to whom? To every man according to his deeds. And notice in 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 5 through 9. Oh, I want you to listen carefully. There are two classes of people that are spoken of, and we need to get to them. Try to do all we can to get them to turn to God. Listen to what Paul said, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. Sin is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Yes, listen further. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And then the Thessalonian letter tells us in 2 Thessalonians 1, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels, what's going to happen, Paul? Jesus is going to be revealed. Where is He coming from? He's coming from heaven. Who's He coming with? He's coming with His angels. What's He coming for? He says that He'll come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. How many people in Athens do not know the true God? How many people in Alabama, in the United States, in the world that know not God? Know the true and the living God? But then look, those who have heard the gospel, knowing that the gospel is from the Lord, Romans 1, 16 and 17, the Bible says, they that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I've got family and relatives. Oh, I love them so much, and I wish I could get somehow to them to get them to believe that Jesus indeed is the Christ and be baptized for the remission of their sins. How many do you know of that have never been baptized, who have never obeyed the gospel? What's going to happen to them? There's a day that is coming, and oh, how we hate to even contemplate, even think of what's going to happen. And yet it's so clear in God's Word that they that know not God and who obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished? What? Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power? Somebody is going to be punished. Somebody is going to be lost. It may be a husband. It may be a wife. It may be a child. It may be a grandchild or great-grandchild. Oh, how our hearts ache for those who do not believe and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're told the purpose behind the coming of the Lord. Yes, that's why you'll rejoice. Oh, let us all be in that category. Let us be found to be faithful to the Lord. Paul, before he died in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 8, I just hope and pray I can say that, don't you? I just pray to God that I'll be faithful to the very end, that I can say with Paul, I've fought a good fight. I finished the course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day. Oh, Paul said, I'm looking forward to it. The end of the thing is best. Where are you going, Paul? When the Lord calls me, I'm looking forward to it because I know the reward that He's promised me and I believe it. And then notice that He included you and I. Not only, He said, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Isn't it wonderful to open up a day in prayer to God? Isn't it great to call God your Father, Jesus Christ, His Son, your Savior, to walk with the Lord each day? When you make a mistake and do something wrong, then you want to correct it. I went to a yard sale last week, and this fella had three little boxes, they're just, I guess, maybe about 17 small things can be divided up and put into them. Anyway, I asked him, I think he'd had some fishing tackle or something in them, and I asked him, what'd you take for these three boxes? He said, a dollar bill. And I said, okay, I'll take them. He said, well, I'll put them out here in your car for your van. I bought several things from them. And I went out and got in the car, took off and drove some 5 or 10 miles, and suddenly it hit me, I didn't pay him for those little boxes. I said, but it's just a dollar. My conscience kept on working with me. So finally I turned that car and went back those miles. And when I drove up, he was standing outside. And I said, I have a dollar. I'm sorry that I didn't pay you. I really forgot it. Oh, he said, you mean you turned around and drove all those miles back out here to pay me a dollar? I said, yes, sir, I owed you a dollar. I know that's some kind of frivolous to some. We got to have a good conscience. We got to do what's right. Why? You got to know in your heart that you're trying to do what God wants you to do to the very best of your ability, and you're willing to admit whenever you're wrong. Yes, the reward of the faithful surely is something that we want to remember. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. I don't know when that day's coming. But I know one thing, the wise man said it was coming. I know Paul said it was coming, and I know that Jesus said it was coming. You know, that's one thing that's always been a mystery to me. Notice, if you will, what the Bible says in Matthew 24. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Listen to what Mark says. in Mark 13:31-33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. God's judgment has been given to Jesus Christ. In other words, we're going to be standing in before the throne of God. And we're going to be standing before Jesus. Oh, what a Savior. Our Lord. How we should love Him so. And you know, God makes it clear. You deny Son, He'll deny you. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. And there'll be many people that's going to be shocked, surprised at the judgment of the Son of God. In the book of Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 21, Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but Father, I called him Lord. Not enough. Who said that, Jesus? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me that day, have we not prophesied in thy name, hath cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works, and then will I profess unto them, I don't even know you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Solomon says, it's a tremendous conclusion in life. That conclusion is, God makes it clear, that conclusion is fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Are you ready for the judgment of God? Have you submitted to the gospel? Are you living every day closer and closer to Jesus Christ? Are you willing to admit when you are wrong? These brethren that came forward this morning, I love them. They're willing to say, I have sinned. I want to be right. And thank God, once those sins are forgiven, we can stand right with our God, preaching the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ and the great, amazing, yes, amazing conclusion. Life here, just for a little time. Hebrews 9, verse 27, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Nobody in this building will argue. No one will say they didn't believe that, surely. I know it's true. And I know in Ecclesiastes 9, the Bible says, the living know that they shall die. But when? I don't know that either. When will we be called before the judgment? In the last day. When is that? Don't know. Does Jesus know? Do the angels of heaven? There is one, and that is the Father. Are you ready for that great day? The judgment. Judgment of our God. We're so fortunate here at O'Neill to be able to have good convenience as we have here in the building. And then the most important thing is to have one another. You know, I mentioned this morning, we'll repeat tonight, I do want to live with you forever. I do want to be in heaven with you. Would you be miserable if I was in heaven? If you were there? Surely none of us would. We want our brothers and sisters, but we want to be there. We want to be there with our people, the people of God. This book of Ecclesiastes is a tremendous book. And as the wise man concludes, and that conclusion is this, let's hear. Let's hear what? Let's hear the conclusion. Conclusion of what? Of man's life. Who? All of us. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. God shall do what? Yes, he will bring everyone into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. If you're not a Christian, here is water. What doth hinder you to be baptized? And if you've been baptized, you haven't lived faithfully, don't leave this world unprepared to meet God. Let's get ready. We know not when, but God is intending and wanting us to be together forever. If you're in this assembly, we can help you in any way. Won't you come tonight while together we stand and while we